I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Berg, pastor at St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. And this morning we are visiting the Pittsburgh East region of the Diocese of Pittsburgh in Holy Family Catholic School in Plumborough. Holy Family is a regional elementary school founded back in 2020 through the merger of St. John the Baptist School in Plum and St. Joseph's School in Verona. They also have a preschool program in Oakmont. The schools enjoy rich histories. St. John the Baptist first opened its doors back in 1959, and St. Joseph's School began back in the 1880s. The school has maintained a strong tradition of academic excellence, with students consistently scoring 2 to 3 grades higher on standardized tests every year. Enrollment is growing at Holy Family, which receives strong support from their pastor, Father Kevin Pecking, and recently the merged Holy Family Parish family. The principal of Holy Family Catholic School is Bo Catrone, who initially led St. John the Baptist School in Plum. Bo, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And great to have you. And Holy Family Parish is a new parish serving Plumborough, Verona, Oakmont, and the Penn Hills area of Allegheny County. And Bo, in addition to bringing the two schools together, you tackled the challenge of keeping the students and the staff safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. How has it gone so far this school year?
It's gone amazingly well. It has taken the dedication and the cooperation of not only the faculty and staff, maintenance and administration, but the students and families as well. We went into the school year with the goal of being in person through Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then Easter, and now finishing the year in June. We've been in person the whole school year and have not had to go out due to an outbreak of COVID. Been a total team effort with everyone I mentioned, all working toward the same goal and following all the safety protocols we put in place to keep everyone associated with the school safe and healthy. From the beginning, we gave parents the option on a daily basis to either send their children to in-person learning or virtual. This was one of our protocols which allowed parents the easy decision to keep their child home if they woke up not feeling quite right, but also knowing they could attend online and not miss any instruction. And this contributed to keeping any illnesses out of the school as much as possible. This was also possible, the challenges of that was also possible because early in the summer when it was announced that the Pittsburgh East Regional Schools would have enough devices for each student in kindergarten through eighth grade to have their own device, we jumped on getting the Chromebooks, tablets, and Kindles right away. And we were able to provide every student a device on the very first day of school. So no student in kindergarten through eighth grade at Holy Family had to worry about attending virtually if they needed to. We also upgraded our teachers' laptops to be able to handle most of the increased online work if necessary.
Kudos to you and your staff for being able to go through all these challenges, and all of the principals in the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, Joe Rossi, the head of the Pittsburgh East Regional School System, just phenomenal. A lot of extra work, but it's paid off as we come towards the end of this school year. Yeah. It's hard to predict what's next for the next school year, 2021-2022, but what will it look like, and what are your hopes for this coming fall?
My hopes this coming fall, I would like to continue to build on the progress we've made so far this year, trying to work on also strengthening the bonds of all the families here in the school through more in-person events as would be permitted by the guidelines, if there are any more guidelines to follow in the fall.
Now, Bill, how are the two schools coming together, the former St. John the Baptist School in Plum and St. Joseph's in Verona? They both were nicknamed the Chargers, so now obviously you kept the nickname Chargers, but how are the families and the students adapting to the merger?
Well, I feel that it's gone incredibly well, actually. So before the pandemic hit, the two previous schools, which is St. John's and St. Joe's, had already started to work together, and we did many joint events such as assemblies and sports events, our joint sports teams and joint fundraising such as our gala, which is one of the largest fundraisers for each school. So when we did merge this past year, we already had a lot of common footing and had started to establish relationships between the families. But also keeping the mascot, which was a charger, was obviously very easy, since we were both called the Chargers. And the new school colors was equally as easy. We put together an implementation committee, and we were choosing one color from each of the schools. St. John's was black and white, and St. Joe's was blue and gold. So we basically picked blue and gold as our colors.
And I'm sure you have been a great information connection as St. Philip's in Crafton, St. Margaret of Scotland, and Greentree are coming together this coming fall, and St. Gabriel's in Whitehall and St. Elizabeth's in Pleasant Hills, because now they're going through what you went through just last year, their last 2 years. So I'm sure, obviously, there's no cookie-cutter approach, but it's just beginning relationships and communication and bringing the traditions together and starting a new chapter in the life, and it takes time just in any type of merger.
Yeah.
Now, how has the pandemic limited the ability for the school families to physically come together to get to know one another, especially with just the merger this past year?
That's true. It has limited the ability for the families to get together. Of course, but we have all worked very hard to maintain those, some of the events that could be done safely in person. We have been able to field a girls and boys volleyball team, a cross-country team, a track and field team, and most recently we are putting together a 7-on-7 football team here to play other diocese schools. But being that our virtual students log in and live stream their classes every day, they are still part of the classroom, and they know what their classmates are doing. So for parents, to get to know and to other families and stuff, we held all school Zoom orientation meetings at the beginning of the school year. We also had we held a takeout only fish fry with only parent volunteers, after which parents were able to come together socially distanced for the school, so they got to know each other very well. In addition, we also have been able to maintain several of our community building fundraisers, such as our successful purse bingo, our night at the races, and our gala. All of them were live streamed with interaction between the participants, which has definitely helped our parents get to know each other. And we also have a very active social media showcasing all the wonderful things our faculty and students have been doing. So all of our school families have the sense of community and sharing the experiences of each other.
That's good. It's good to include all of those social aspects, the fish fry, the fundraisers. That builds the community, even though you're limited physically, and then just the social media, just to keep everybody connected, the Zooms. And it will strengthen the relationships. And then as things start to open up, hopefully in the next couple months, new friendships will continue to develop. But that's incredibly important whenever you're building a new school family. Now, one final question before we take a break. When you encounter such adversity, how do you turn to your Catholic faith for strength and lessons, using it as a teaching moment to your school family?
What I try to do is I try to see things, through other people's eyes and put myself in their place as to what they're feeling, what they're doing. I also pray at times asking God to see me through some difficult situations. And mainly most of the time, I use my past experiences as an example for my students to make them understand and to make good choices in their life and to help guide them on the path that God has chosen for them.
And then you can pass on your experiences in your Catholic faith to your teachers, your faculty, your staff, and then also the students and the families, and say, hey, we're all one big family, and we lean on each other, and we're all going through this new beginnings together. And just like in any major project or any major change in a person or a family's life, the dialogue, the faith, the sharing experiences, relationships, it takes a natural time process for everybody. And especially with merging a school during a pandemic, which no one could predict, obviously it was an extra challenge, but it gave you new things to think outside the box. Would you agree with that?
That is correct. I do agree with that. Yeah. Yes.
And I always believe that even in a pandemic, it gives people a sense of, okay, I'm going to take a negative situation and make it a positive. And just like a year ago when things were shut down and the faculty, the staff, the principals, the school's office, the school directors, everybody kind of had to say, okay, how can we continue teaching? And just look over a year how things have changed with the online learning and being flexible instruction in building and growing. You work with what you had, and thank God the schools were able to stay open during the pandemic and give families an opportunity to have that option. So
yeah.
We have lots more to talk about. We'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District and St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. And on this Sunday morning, we are featuring Holy Family School in Plumborough. And my guest this morning is the principal at Holy Family, Mr. Bo Catrone. Now, Bo, you grew up in Monongahela. You went to Transfiguration School and Ringgold High School, and you played football at Virginia Military Institute, and you earned a master's in elementary ed at California University of Pennsylvania, and eventually going into teaching. What a great background that you have. Why did you return to the Catholic school system?
I'm trying to give a shout-out also to my the Virginia Military Institute football team, who won the Southern Conference over the weekend. They're going to the Division I AA football playoffs. So they're playing powerhouse James Madison. So I want to just give them a shout-out. In regards to returning back to the Catholic schools, I believe that a Catholic education teaches a person to be good. It also teaches good morals you need in life to be a better person. I try to be a good role model for my students here at Holy Family, and also for the teachers here also. I do have my three children have gone through Catholic school since preschool all the way to 12th grade high school. And I have an older daughter that attended Catholic University, and now she works at the diocese in Washington, D.C. And my youngest daughter is attending St. Francis University. So I do have my son went to Washington Jefferson College, played football there, and he's actually overseas in Italy playing professional football. But it shows that, a Catholic education could could lead you anywhere. And that's why I returned to the Catholic schools, because I want to teach kids and show them that, you know, whatever goals you set for yourself, they're attainable and able to be reached.
Yeah. Now, Bill, you try to instill a love of learning with your students. How do you go about doing that?
I try to instill that into the teachers. My teachers at Holy Family do a great job of this. They make their students enjoy coming to the classroom. They have fun. They have lively lessons they teach to the students, which allow them to learn and have fun in the process. I believe this makes students want to be in school, and they want to learn, and they love to learn.
Yeah, definitely. Now, service learning is a critical part of the curriculum at Holy Family Catholic School. What is service learning, and why is it important?
Even during the pandemic, we've continued to provide services to others. Before Thanksgiving, during Valentine's Day, and also Easter, the students made crafts for the residents of the Seneca Manor around the area here, and we also collected for our food drives, and students participated also in the March for Life. So that's what we continue to let the kids and let them understand services with others is a good thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Learning outside the classroom, not just the textbooks or the computer, but putting your service into action, and they learn from that too. That's so critical, especially in the elementary school years. Now, your pastor at Holy Family Catholic Parish is Father Kevin Pecking, and Father Kevin and I are not classmates, but we were in the seminary together. He's a few years behind me, but we were both at St. Vincent Seminary in Latrobe together, and he's a great, great big supporter of Holy Family School, and he's a great pastor also in the parish. Talk about your work together to build and promote Holy Family Catholic School in Plum.
Father Kevin is a very big supporter of the school. When I first was hired here at, when it was St. John's at first, actually Father Kevin came a week and a half later, so we basically started at the same time here at Holy Family. So one of the things that both of us have worked very hard to establish is a great relationship between the parish and the school. And to show that we are one family, which we all, you know, we are one Holy Family Parish and School. To keep the parish informed, we try to keep the parish informed about all the great things happening in the school. We have a dedicated page to promote the school in the weekly bulletin. In addition, the parishioners are always invited and welcome to attend many school events that we have, especially when it was non-COVID years. We've invited them to come to certain events that the school is having, and whether the events are some type of performance, you know, some type of fundraiser, or our annual Catholic Schools Week open house, where our parishioners are invited and they're welcome to walk through the school and see how hard the students are working. In addition to the weekly Wednesday morning masses, our students also participate in monthly Eucharistic adoration, along with any parishioners who also are in the church. And I believe that contemplating our Lord together is very powerful. The school also promotes the different events and activities that the parish is doing on our social media as well. We also coordinate our activities, fundraising calendars to make sure as much as possible that parishioners and school families don't have conflicts. And can attend as many events held throughout the school and parish as possible. One of the largest community building events between the parish and school is the annual. We have a family festival in July, and both school families and parishioners pitch in to make it as successful as possible.
So there's a lot of connections, and I, as a pastor with two parishes, St. Mary Magdalene has two schools, St. Bede and Point Breeze, and I work really well with Sister Daniela Bronca and Stephanie Michael at Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in Wilkinsburg, and I'm also the pastor of St. Benedict the Moor in the Hill District, and I work with Audrey Bowser, who is the principal at St. Benedict the Moor School, as a pastor to have a good relationship with the principals. Even though the schools are technically diocesan-run, they're no longer parish run, but the pastor and the principals definitely have to have good communication, good support, and you incorporate the school activities with the parish, even though it's more of a diocesan schools now than it was previously, but they're still connected, and that's good that you and Father Kevin and the parish are all in this together. We just have a few minutes left, so we have two more questions. Very quickly, can you tell us, Bo, what's ahead in May with Iowa testing, student projects, and the last day of school? You're coming into the home stretch. What's ahead with May and June?
Yes, and it's like we said, it's coming up fast, and the last day of school, which is our last day of school, is June 4th. That cannot be here soon enough here. we have testing in May, the Iowa testing in May, with our first through eighth grade students. We have a few more fundraisers to finish the year. We've actually, the one fundraiser coming up, we've combined with the parish to put together. This will be done every Friday to 7 in our upper parking lot. So I gave a little plug there for one of our fundraisers that we're having here soon. And like you said, we're trying to finish out the school year as best we can. Plus, our second grade students are preparing for First Holy Communion. And then we also have graduations for our preschool classes and also with our eighth grade students. And we're looking forward to that, and that should be exciting.
Awesome. And families interested in learning more about Holy Family Catholic School in Plum, how can they get in touch with you?
We have a website that everyone can look at. It's www.holyfamilycatholic.net. Check out the website. We have things posted on there. A phone number to contact us would be at 412-793-4580. We also have a Facebook page and Instagram, and that's the ways that they can get in contact with us if they're interested in. And we are enrolling now, so we have kindergarten through eighth grade, and we also have a preschool here and also at St. Irenaeus in Oakmont.
Mr. Bo Catron, the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Plum, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the fourth Sunday of Easter, and traditionally the fourth Sunday of Easter is called Good Shepherd Sunday because we always read from the Gospel of St. John, which focuses on Jesus as the Good Shepherd who guides us and protects us. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep rather than allowing them to stray or to suffer. And we all face challenges, sickness, loss, fear, ridicule. We worry about our loved ones. We struggle with loneliness or anxiety or with addictions. Jesus cares for us and protects us. And we lean on the Good Shepherd to help us, especially when we are facing fears and unsettling times. Love and devotion and gentleness, these are all words that are describing our Savior, Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, whatever we are going through, whatever difficulties, whatever challenges, the challenges of our communities and the civil unrest that we are still experiencing in our cities and across our country, the political divisions, the COVID-19 pandemic as we continue to go through, hopefully, the light at the end of the tunnel, whatever fears or struggles, let's lean on Jesus as our Good Shepherd to be there, to walk with us, to guide us, and to protect us. Have a great next couple weeks. We'll be back in 2 weeks. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.